A recent study by the Democratic Alliance revealed that only 4 out of 212 SASSA offices around the country answered their phones. This alarming finding comes as SASSA grant beneficiaries have been struggling for weeks on end to get hold of SASSA offices. When conducting this research, the most recent parliamentary question, where a list of 424 offices was provided, was used. A sample of 50%, 202 offices were called, which proved to be a challenging task, as SASSA's website did not even keep record of all the local office telephone numbers. We also called the SASSA hotline, which was created during COVID-19 and cost millions of taxpayer rands. When calling, a pre-recorded message played, which gave a few options and immediately cut off when selecting any of the options. The DA calls on the Minister of Social Development to make good on the agency's own principle of being customer-centric, putting customer needs at the forefront of everything they do. SASSA is not putting its customers at the forefront. They are languishing on the back burner with no means of putting food on their table and no way of contacting SASSA to seek the services to which they are constitutionally entitled. We call on the minister to institute a thorough review of SASSA's customer communication channels and report to the portfolio committee at its next meeting scheduled for the 30th of November 2022.